Hey, welcome to another episode of the Coffee Break Podcast, where our mission is to share business ideas, practices, and strategies while we enjoy our cup of coffee. Today, we're going to be discussing our core values. This has been a topic that we have roughly discussed over the past, and we've tried to tackle them in some individual episodes as well, talking about one or a few of our core values at the same time. Today, we're going to kind of take a high-level overview of all of our core values for our organization, why they're important, why they're relevant, and then we're going to discuss how we actually apply them and share them with our team on a regular basis, and part of the reason why we've made them so important. So that's going to be our topic of discussion. So grab a piece of paper, grab some notes, grab your phone so you can take some notes and get ready for this conversation.
We got so much to say. We got a podcast to make. We're sipping on lattes, and it's time for a coffee break. Time for a coffee break. Oh, yeah.
Well, welcome today. Thank you very much for joining us. I guess today is going to be less of a conversation and more of a one-way conversation. I'm going to be sharing with you our core values, why they're important, why we documented them, why we chose the ones that we did, and how we continue to try to make them a priority in our organization on a weekly basis. This is something that we get a lot of questions on a regular basis, either within our industry or from our customers. And so this is one of the reasons that we wanted to share that with you this week. Next week, we've got another exciting episode coming. So we definitely invite you to subscribe. If you already haven't, you can find out more at lockdoc.net/podcast. One of the things I did want to mention up front is all of our core values are listed on our website. You can go to lockdoc.net. You can scroll down to the bottom. There's a core value link there, and you can look at all of them. They're all listed there, so you can kind of see a visual of all these. We're going to show them to you on the video version of this podcast. If you would like to see that, it's available on YouTube and on Facebook. Just search for LockDoc and Podcast, and you'll see that there. If you're listening to the audio version of this, then I would definitely recommend you check out the website so that you can see all of them there. But kind of starting off, number one, a few years ago, I was challenged as part of a business development group that I'm in to list out our core values. And if you've ever read any business development books, if you've read Traction, if you've read any of the books that talk about building an organization or building a structure for your organization, the thing that most all of them push back to is having a standardized list of core values for your organization. And I struggled with that personally for a long period of time because I felt like our organization had an undefined list of core values, something that we all knew what we were striving for. And over time, I learned very, very clearly that that was a preconceived notion that I had that was not actually fundamentally sound within our organization. I had a predetermined, undocumented list of values that I felt was important through our organization. Other people had their own list. And so over time, as we were growing and adding more and more employees, I found it very important that we really solidify that list and have something to go off of. And so I was challenged by a business development group to say, you need to document these things. And it was a challenge because you can have an idea of what you think that your organization is about in your mind. And maybe you discuss it with a couple of folks internally, but when it actually gets down to it, does everybody in your organization, and one of the litmus tests that everybody says is if I were to go around inside your organization and ask, hey, what's your company's core values? What do you guys stand for? What's important with this within this organization? Would I get the same answer from everybody in the group? Would I get a varying degree of response from the people that I had that conversation with? And when I asked myself that question, the natural thing that I said was, everybody knows what we're about. But then I actually started talking to people, and I got a varying degree of response from people. It was all kind of in the same guideline, but it was not on the same sheet of music. It was not on the same page. So with that, we said, let's get down to the nitty-gritty and actually put in the hard work of documenting it. And when it was all said and done, it actually was not that difficult, but I made it more difficult because I kept putting it off. And I know a lot of other leaders in the business world struggle with the same thing as well. So one of the things that we did, and I found this very, very useful, was to actually document it. And when I say document it, I am very much a fan of paperless. Everything in our organization is paperless. Everything that we do is paperless. But we actually have this, and we print these off, and we hand these out. And this is one of the documents of very few documents that we actually print off and hand out and distribute in our organization on a regular basis. So I want to talk a little bit about how I arrived at these things and what they have meant for us. Documenting this list of eight core values within our organization was something that we had to take some time and effort and energy to put into. And the way that I did it was isolating myself. So if you're like me in any way, shape, or form, I hate it for you. But I've got 1,000 things going through my mind all the time, and I'm trying to bounce from thing to thing, and it's easy for me to chase those squirrels. It's easy for me to chase those ideas around. And so the only way that I can isolate myself a lot of times is to get somewhere where I literally take away all of the internet access, all of the connectivity that I have to everybody, and I get in that isolation. So for me, it was an airplane ride. Now, let me be very clear. I did not take an airplane ride to document our core values, but I took an opportunity that I was heading to the other side of the country for a trip that I could have a designated time, undistracted, undisturbed time. I didn't get the internet access on the plane. I didn't have messages coming in. I didn't have email to work on. All I had was an iPad and my time. So I started down the documenting, and here was the question that I asked myself, and this was based off of the feedback that I got from others. And here's kind of how it outlines. What are the characteristics would I want our organization to be known by? If I could choose any characteristics that a customer would know us by, that other people in our industry, that our vendors, that our employees would know us by, what are those characteristics that we would hold to be the most important? Because when you start writing down a list of values that you think are important within your organization, it can get very long. And so now you've got to condense it down. But what are the top characteristics that if I could choose them would say this is what our company is about? And so I just started typing. And I came up with this list that started out with expectations, communication, trust, kindness, honesty, quality, cleanliness, and execution. And from that, we kind of expanded out a little bit more to give some explanation. So I want to kind of jump into those now. One of the things I will tell you is with this document, we were very intentional about the order that these core values are listed. And I can't take credit for that. Our team is amazing. We have an amazing group of individuals. And we shared this information out, and I said, here's kind of a rough draft. Help me reorder this. If you were to look at this in a succinct order of priorities and importance, how would you list these out? And so the order of these is almost as important as the actual values themselves. So we'll jump into the first one, which is defined expectations. And our tagline associated with this is, don't be frustrated with unmet expectations when you have not clearly set them. Can a customer or a teammate execute on the expectations without further explanation? A little history on this. Years ago, we started down this path. We had some frustration in our organization because it was very frequent that when we ran into issues, someone would say, well, I assumed that you took care of that, or I assumed that they knew about this, or I assumed this was going to be ready. And so we went on this entire year-long process of eliminating the word assumed from our vocabulary. And very frequently, we would say in our team meetings, assume nothing, set expectations. And that was a kind of a mantra for us as an organization for a long period of time. Assume nothing, set expectations. And we anytime anybody would say, well, I assumed, we would immediately stop in our tracks and go, hold on a second, we don't assume, we set expectations. So with this, we wanted to be, number one, out of the gate, defining expectations. And as a example of that, we are defining our expectations with our core values through an actual document. And I want to underline that several times because I think it's very, very important. A lot of times we put these on our website. Maybe we've got a document somewhere. It's kind of hidden around. We put it in a notepad or something. The fact that we documented these and then we printed these out and then we distributed them and we distribute them to every team member on onboarding, and we talk about these on a regular basis, which we'll talk about in just a few moments. But the fact that we do that is solidifying that these are our core values, and it keeps it front of mind. It keeps it in everybody's face on a regular basis. And as part of that, that is core value number one. So anytime that we do something like that, anytime we document something, it checks off core value number one, which is defining expectations. And it also eliminates that frustration. When we're dealing with our team members, when we're dealing with our customers, when we're dealing with our vendors, we want to be in a state where we're constantly defining the expectations up front. If we can become disciplined in that with our habits and everything that we do, that early on we set the expectations. Hey, I'm going to order this. When can I expect it to be here? I'm going to order this and I need it here by this date. That is a clearly defined expectation. Hey, I'm getting ready to go do this particular task and I need help with this, this, and this. Those are clearly defined expectations. And if we can get in the discipline of doing that, then we execute as an organization at a significantly higher rate. So defining expectations, number one, is documenting our core values. The next thing that we talk about frequently is consistent communication. Now, I have talked recently with our group about this, our team about this, because oftentimes we misconstrue this one as continuous communication or constant communication. And it's consistent, meaning it's always clear, communicating clear and important information that will impact our customers and our team. And we say consistently so that we're always consistently sharing the same information. That word consistent, meaning same, and is a big component of this core value. The constant communication is a whole different situation. That's just constantly spewing out information. But we want it to be consistent and streamlined and all on the same page. And we say if we can clearly define expectations and we can consistently communicate them to everybody down the chain, then we're going to win as an organization. Our customers are going to win. Our vendors are going to win. And that's a priority for us. Consistently communicating them on a regular basis is of a priority. Where do we do this? We do this through team meetings. We do this in our leadership huddles and stand-ups. We do this on conference calls and all-team meetings, and we do this in small group meetings on a regular basis. And we believe that if we can consistently share that information through our leadership team and our leadership team through our small groups and then our small groups and our employees to our customers and to our vendors, then we will continue to win. Just a reminder, you're listening to the Coffee Break Podcast. Also, we wanted to let you know that our team puts together a weekly blog post. You can find it at locdoc.net/blog. It's guaranteed to raise your IQ by 12 points or your money back. So it's pretty much a win-win. All right, back to the conversation.
But it requires us to be steadfast with this, to be consistent, and to address situations when that communication is inconsistent.
Now, that's not to say that that never happens in our organization. It's a very frequent thing that happens in our organization that we get inconsistent communication. When that happens, we have to stop what we're doing and solve it, and we communicate that out as much as possible. The next thing that we believe in our core values and we share in our core values is that we want to cultivate trust. This is a big, big, big word to me. A five-letter word that carries a lot of weight is trust, and I've done some research on it. But even before the research came to play, trust has always been a fundamental, important word to me as an individual, and I believe it's also important to our organization. The fact that I trust my team members, the fact that the team members trust each other, the fact that the team members trust me, those are big, important things. And on top of that, that our customers trust us, that our vendors trust us, that what we say, when we say it, is actually going to carry through. Now, are we 100% perfect at this? Absolutely not. But it is very important as we go through our list that we're absolutely honest and transparent about it when we fail. But we do believe that if we can define expectations clearly, we can consistently communicate them, it will ultimately cultivate trust. And the way that we share that in our organization is if we do those two things, it'll cultivate trust internally in our organization at a rapid pace, and our team members will trust each other. And if our team members trust each other, then our customers will not naturally trust us and our vendors will naturally trust us. So we're going to start at the root of our organization and allow that to spread out across to the other folks that we touch with our vendors and our customer base. Cultivating trust, starting small, having patience, and being consistent. Consistent is going to be a word that pops up a lot in our core values because we believe that we strive for consistency by building habits that build discipline. And we do believe that consistency builds trust.
It's a priority for us, especially in the service business. In the service industry, building trust with people is a hard thing to do. And we believe that if we can do that through consistency, then we will strive to be that great vendor, that great customer that we want to be, and that we'll also attract those folks for our organization as well. We talk about this a lot internally. If we can't trust our own teammates, then how are our customers going to ultimately trust us? And so that is a focus for us. We talk about this weekly within our organization. Our next core value that we talk about a lot is outrageous kindness. Now, here we go. We're adding to this. Not just kindness. We want to be outrageous in our kindness. And again, do we succeed at this 100% of the time? Absolutely not. But this is one of the characteristics that we want to be known by. We talk about this even in our customer service. We want to have helpful and friendly communication with our customers, and that applies right back to the outrageous kindness. Treating team members, customers, and our family better than we want to be treated. That's a priority for us, and we say that. And again, we start at home first. We start with us. We want to treat our team members with kindness, and we absolutely believe that if our team members treat each other with kindness, our customers will never have to worry about somebody being unkind to them. And if that happens, then we go back to core value number three, which is cultivating trust. We've missed a mark at some point in time there, but outrageous kindness is something that we want to do. And we do this in small spurts, just friendly communication. It can be helping somebody else, going above and beyond, having one of our technicians pull over on the side of the road to help somebody that's stranded, needs help changing a tire, whatever it is. As long as it directly applies back to outrageous kindness, then I think it is definitely a win. Courageous honesty is our next core value. So as we're tearing through this, we're defining our expectations. We're being consistent with our communication. That should cultivate trust. Then on top of that, we want to show kindness and we want to have honesty, courageous honesty. And now is the word courageous on there was something that we were very, very intentional with. I would almost say the courageous part of this core value is more important than the honesty side. It's easy to be honest when you're called to the carpet. The courageous side of it is to be honest before you're called to the carpet. And so we say, handle the truth with courage early and often. Don't hide things, cover up, or keep things from your teammates or your customers. Man, I just want to kind of settle on that for a moment because I know I'm running through these pretty quickly. But courageous honesty, handle the truth with courage early and often. Don't hide things, cover things up, or keep things from your teammates or your customers. And man, this is something that we talk about regularly. I'd much rather people be completely honest and transparent in our organization than anything. It is the ultimate number one trust builder. Now, if you choose to continually do things the wrong way and you're still honest about it, well, that's going to erode your trust factor very quickly. But being courageously honest is a huge, huge factor, a characteristic that you want inside of your organization. Again, especially in the service industry, that's all we can ask for. It's courageous honesty. I've got a buddy of mine that shares his core values frequently, and one of theirs is point out the hole. And he talks about it from an aspect of a story that they were doing an installation at a customer's home, and they accidentally drilled through the roof. And they immediately stopped what they were doing. They went to the homeowner and said, hey, just want to make you aware, we drilled through the roof. I apologize, but we're going to make it right. I can fix it myself. I can bring a roofing contractor in, or you can hire your own roofing contractor and we'll pay for it. But I just want to let you know. And the response was just overwhelming. Hey, actually, it was a very unique situation. The homeowner said, well, my husband actually is a roofing contractor, so he'll be able to fix it very quickly and easily. Don't even worry about it. But the fact that they were courageously honest up front, they pointed out the hole. They said, this is a problem that we caused, changed the whole difference. That conversation is significantly different if that homeowner discovers 4 months later that there was a hole in the roof and they now have a complete rotted out wall because of water leaks and damage. They're going to be a little more frustrated than having the courageous honesty up front. So that's something that we want to stand for on a regular basis. Our next core value is refined quality. Now we're switching into the physical, what we do. And it's interesting to me, and I've had this pointed out to me a couple of times, the first five core values has absolutely nothing to do with what we do, but the way that we act. This is speaking truth to what we do within an organization, within the confines of the physical work that we do. Refined quality. We believe that factory specifications are met, shortcuts are not taken, and quality over quantity and customer satisfaction is primary. Now, that's a big mouthful, and it solves a lot of concern. Hey, so we can do this the cheap way and not do it the right way. Is that what you want me to do? Well, does that align with refined quality? That's an easy question. No, you just said shortcuts were taken. So if we're following refined quality in everything that we do, which is our goal, that we're not taking shortcuts. When we take shortcuts, then we're going completely and utterly against our core values. And it's something that we hold true to. And so we want to do that in every aspect, even inside of our office space, inside of our office environment, even with this podcast right here. We do our absolute best to produce this at the highest quality, that we're not taking shortcuts, that we're doing everything the correct way, that you're getting the best experience when you're listening to this or watching this. It is one of our core values. And when we take those shortcuts, when we do it a different way, then we are going against our core values. Even in just those, our team meetings, we try to do those with the best quality possible. When we have any type of presentation that we send out, when we do any type of documentation, we try to do it with quality. And the physical work that we do is also a big component of that. Next on our list is unexpected cleanliness. I've had a lot of questions about this one over the years. Why do you have unexpected cleanliness on your core values? That's a, kind of an odd one. Well, again, we are a service-based company. We go out to customers' facilities, the customer's home on a regular basis. Now, when you're having somebody come into your home, do you want them to track mud into your home? Do you want them to put grease marks all over your door? When they're at your physical building, at your commercial property, do you want them to have tools scattered all over the place and grease marks all in the door? And when they leave that pristine new glass opening that you have, that you can see physical hand marks there? No, absolutely not. And we don't either. And so we talk about this at the root base level, even within our organization, that cleanliness should be on a level that it is unexpected, that when people walk through the facility, that when people see our job sites, when people see our service vans, that they go, oh, wow, I wasn't expecting it to look like this. I wasn't expecting it to be this way, an unexpected cleanliness factor. So we say our job sites, our workspace, our uniforms, our tools, our products, installation, everything that we touch should be left cleaner than when we started. And I'll tell you, we take this to even an extra step. In our break room, we are big on coffee. Kind of the whole thing with the Coffee Break podcast. We are really big on coffee, and we have taken that down to that level of we're asking people when they finish using the coffee machine, are they proud of the way that they've left it? Is it cleaner than when they started? And we do that, try to do that at every level of our office space, our work environments, and the job sites that we service. It's a priority for us. We want cleanliness to be unexpected at a high level so that we're taking care of our customers' properties and we're respecting our customers' facilities in every way that we possibly can. Our last core value is intentional execution. And we say, define what winning looks like and don't give up until it's finished. And we tag in here, this is something that we've held on to for the past several years. Prior planning prevents poor performance. It's our five P's. It is the thing that we talk about around here a lot. If we can do anything to plan ahead, it will help us to perform better. If that's checking our parts ahead before we walk out of the building, if that is putting a checklist together, if that is walking through the building one last time before we make sure that we're going to go do this project, if it's having a project management meeting so that we can make sure we have everything in alignment, if it is whatever that we can do to take that one extra step of intentional execution. Now, we take this and we apply this in a lot of other areas of our organization as well. One of those things is we say, define what winning looks like and don't give up until it's finished. In that one statement with our list of core values, we're, I feel like, living that. We've defined what winning looks like within our organization, and we're not going to give up until we're doing well with all these. I hesitate to say perfect, but we're exceeding in all of these areas. That is what winning looks like for our organization. But we also take that into our dashboards and our scoreboards and our scorecards. So we apply this with regular metrics that we share with our organization. We have a dashboard that is mounted in our facility that is live, up to date. Everyone knows what winning looks like so that we don't give up until it's finished. We do monthly scorecards for our team members so that they can know what winning looks like and they don't have to give up until it's finished. We do that at almost every level of our organization. And whenever we try to implement something new, that is something that we ask ourselves. Will this fall in line with being intentional in our execution? If it's not, then we scrap it. And we try to do that with most of our core values as well. Now, that is our list. That's our 8 core values. Again, you can find those on our website at lockdoc.net. I want to dive into a couple of quick points on this because I've asked lots of folks, hey, does your company have core values? And if so, how often do you talk about them? How often do you hear about them? How often are they applied in your organization? And most everyone that I hear that says, yes, we actually do have core values, they'll say, I heard about them during my onboarding, or heard about them during hiring. Outside of that, don't really know what they are, haven't heard of them since then, or no, we don't have core values that I know about. That's kind of the response that you get. So based off of the coaching that I've received from other companies that have done this successfully, it is finding ways to exemplify these core values on a regular basis and share them. And so for our organization, this is the way that we do it. So I'll give you some examples. Number one, our document. I've shared this a couple of times, or showed this a couple of times, our document. We have them posted on our website. We have them posted on our public website as well as our team website. We have a separate team website that is just dedicated to our employees, and it's listed there as well. We share these every single week, at least once, most of the time twice. Every Monday morning, we have an all-team call at 7:45 where our entire group comes together on a quick little video call, and we talk about kind of what our priorities and objectives are for the week. And during that time, we'll share one of our core values and highlight it and challenge our team for execution of it for that particular week. For example, this week, we talked about consistent communication. We talked about some areas were breaking down on consistency of communication. And here recently, we had an issue with a project that we were working on, and the breakdown of that was inconsistent communication. We had a lot of side conversations happening, and it caused some frustration. It caused some breakdowns in the communication process. And so we said, well, if we can get consistent with this, what will it fix? And so our fix to that was to stop, set up a separate meeting, get everybody connected, get everybody engaged, and then we can actually communicate consistently, keep everybody on that same page on a regular basis. And so we're challenging our team as well. When you're dealing with any project, when you're dealing with anything, and once you start to get mixed messages, start to get that inconsistent communication, to stop and get everybody together, get everybody on a video call, get everybody on a group chat, whatever, so that you can communicate consistently. So we do that, and we communicate that on a regular basis. Now, next week, we may highlight unexpected cleanliness. The next week, we may highlight intentional execution. Whatever, we're going to talk about a particular core value, share a story of where it worked or where we failed, and then challenge on how we can be better at it as an organization. Outside of that, we have a weekly all-team meeting for about 45 minutes to an hour every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. As part of that, we always highlight our complete list of core values. Sometimes we go into them a little more in depth. Sometimes the entire meeting is dedicated to ways that we can carry out that, but we always point back to at least referencing our core values. This coming week, we're actually going to be talking about the 4 factors for finishing. And part of that plan falls right into intentional execution. Define what winning looks like and don't give up until it's finished. And we have 4 factors for finishing this year, 2020, that we're going to be focusing on. And we're going to be carrying those out over the next couple of months. That falls right down into intentional execution. Outside of that, we use these for celebration conversations. Whenever somebody does great, we want to point back to a core value. You know what? Customer called and said that they were super impressed with the way that we left the job site. Unexpected cleanliness. Awesome. Somebody contacted us and said that they got an amazing result from a project that we were working on. Defined expectations. Awesome. Somebody called and said, you know, we appreciate you being kind. Everybody that we've dealt with has been super kind. Outrageous kindness. Check. We talk about those in the celebration conversation. We also talk about our core values in corrective conversations. Believe it or not, on occasion, we have issues within our organization. It's not always perfect, and we have to work through those issues. And when we do, we sit down with our list of core values and we rate, how are you meeting the mark on these? Where do you think you need to improve? We believe that based off of this, this, and this, you are breaking, you're cultivating trust. You're not cultivating trust with your team members, and this is a problem. And we utilize that for corrective conversations to try to get better and improve as an organization. So that's how we apply them, and we share that. At the very, very beginning, we hire through the hiring process, we make sure that the team members, to our best capability, will align with and agree with our core values. Secondly, we do this through the onboarding process. We dedicate a couple of hours through the onboarding process to explaining this, to showing this in actual application and execution, and then we communicate that again through our weekly team meetings on Mondays and Wednesdays so that we can continue to share this and be in the same mindset when it comes to our core values. This is not something that we painted on the wall and we walked away from and hoped that everybody remembered it. And this is not something that we quiz everybody on all the time. This is something that we want to catch people doing a good job on a regular basis and reward them for it. And if they're not, then we want to have corrective conversations so that we can get back on track with it. And that is how we use our core values within our organization. It's not just a catchphrase. It's not something that we just talk about. It's something that we actually believe in wholeheartedly, 100%, and we work on every single day inside of our organization.
Can you copy this key? That's a question we get asked about 3,422 times a year. And how can you actually be sure that the person who asked that question is supposed to get a copy of that key? Well, we think you should always know who can copy your keys to your business and your home, because it could be your neighbor, an old employee, a contractor, or even worse, your mother-in-law. At LockDock Security, we believe in protected key systems, so you always know who has a copy of your key. To find out more, visit LockDock.net or stop by our Charlotte location. LockDock Security, helping you protect your people and your property.
So that's our core values, all eight of them. They're there. You can find out more on our website, LockDock.net/core values, I think, or you can click a link on the website and you can find it there. Thank you very much for joining us today. Hopefully you found this information beneficial and helpful. If you have, we ask you to subscribe. Man, we've got so many more episodes coming down the pipeline. We've got some exciting episodes. Episode number 100 is coming up pretty soon. We've got a special guest for that. I don't want you to miss it. We have a brand new episode every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., and that is something that we've dedicated to for the last couple of years to producing and presenting to you. We hope this information is valuable to it. If it is, why not share it with somebody else that you may think may get some benefit from this as well? Maybe it's another company that's trying to work on their core values. Maybe it is a customer that you say, hey, this might be something beneficial to you. Make sure you hit that share, send them a link, and we definitely would appreciate it. If you haven't already subscribed, you can find out more at lockdock.net/podcast. And you can subscribe to the audio version and all the video version there as well on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you next time right here on the Coffee Break Podcast.